It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. A breeze swept by, tickling my eyelashes as I set out on that slow summer day. The lake stirred lazily as I put my kayak in, the sun's rays glistening off the widening ripples. I paddled along, scanning the surface of the water, looking for a certain silhouette. The breeze pushed my kayak around an island, and out of the corner of my eye, swimming not 3 yards away, I saw what I had been looking for, a common loon. The loon looked at me with its ruby red eyes as I sat stock still. We stared at each other for a brief moment. Then the sunny silence was shattered by the high wail of the loon, and in a blink, he disappeared under the surface of the water. I sat in awe of that incredible sight and sound I'd just witnessed. This kind of experience has become more common in western Montana. After a decline in the early 20th century, loons have begun to earn their name back again thanks to vigorous conservation efforts. Loons are water birds. They can swim faster than any fish, so a loon on land is a pretty odd sight. The legs of loons are connected to their lower body down to the knees. For humans, that'd be like pulling your shirt down to your knees and trying to walk around with big flippers. For most of us, a pretty difficult feat. But loons must step onto land in order to reproduce and incubate their eggs. When loons are nesting, they become very aggressive to other loons or birds entering their nesting space, and altercations can lead to death. Before the introduction of boats, the only disturbances loons had to worry about were from predators and other loons. Now that motorboats are on Montana's lakes, threats to nesting loons have grown twofold. Wake from boats can splash into a loon nest, and the cold water can kill the incubating eggs. Boats that get too close to a nest will often flush the incubating adult, creating a chance for hungry predators to get a tasty egg snack. In a few cases, loon chicks have been accidentally run over by boaters. More often than not, this leads to the death of the chick. Because loons only lay a maximum of 2 eggs per year, disturbing a nest can have an extremely negative impact on a loon's population. Fortunately, measures to restrict boat use have been taken to prevent accidental harm to nesting loons. The Montana Common Loon Working Group has worked hard to ensure that we can enjoy Montana's great water systems without disturbing loons. The working group puts up floating signs every summer that warn boaters of nesting areas. They also promote using non-lead sinkers on fishing line. Loons and other birds that ingest a lead fishing sinker can get lead poisoning and die. Such unnecessary deaths can be avoided by using non-lead alternatives like bismuth. Many think of the call of the loon as the call of the wild, enchanting and mysterious, and if you've been on a lake with loons, you've probably heard this call. Their population is stable now, but they need our help to remain that way. Today's field note was written by Ben Turnock of the Wildlife Biology Science Writing class at the University of Montana. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.